Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our very special guest is your friend Don Fleming, and we'll be learning all about the Rhinebeck Aerodrome.
Good morning, Don Fleming. Welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning. My pleasure to be here.
So, Don, Rhinebeck Aerodrome is world famous, but for the one or two listeners who may not have ever been there or heard about it, tell us, what is the Rhinebeck Aerodrome?
Well, the Rhinebeck Aerodrome is one of the most unique collections of airplanes that date from the earliest days of flight. We have a 100-year-old Blériot, 1909. It's the oldest flying airplane in the United States, and it goes up through the early 40s, but largely World War I, barnstorming era, performing air shows every weekend from mid-June through mid-October.
Right, and you've got a beautiful museum of aircraft from that era. Are they all originals, or have some of them been built as replicas, or they've been restored? Tell us about your collection.
It's about a 40-60 mix, with 40% being originals.
Right.
Of course, most of these airplanes are built out of wood and canvas, so you can assume that most of the parts have been replaced.
And who are the pilots?
Well, the pilots, there's a diversity of them, and they come from all over this region. We have our air show director actually lives in Virginia and spends most of his time up here during the summer.
He must come up here seasonally, yes.
Well, actually, from time to time, he would have been here today with me, except that it's close to the well.
Well, it's a busy time of year.
It is.
It's a busy time of year. So what airplanes, you have all these older airplanes that are not built out of what we would consider more safety type of materials.
Yeah. World War I era.
Yeah, with canvas and wood. Oh, my goodness. So what are the most popular planes then?
Well, the Blériot, I think, is one of the ones that's gaining fame because it's 100 years old.
And it's still airworthy.
It's still airworthy. We don't fly it very high. We get it off the ground about 20 feet. The president of Old Rhinebeck Air Shows actually flies it. We have a few other pilots as well, but Hugh Chazelle is the president, and that's his specialty airplane. It's a favorite among the visitors.
So how different are the mechanicals in these older planes to the newer planes?
Well, we're eventually going to get around to pilots, I'm sure. But I would say that our pilots would say that the airplanes are most challenging to fly, each one with its own characteristics. It's not like going to the airport and just running a plane. You have to be expert on each flying airplane that we have.
And so, how do you sign people up to be the pilots at the aerodrome?
We have a chief pilot who's also our chief restoration officer, and he's also our chief maintenance person, the director of maintenance, and he has to sign off on the proficiency of every pilot that we accept. And they have to have extensive tailwheel dragger experience.
What does that mean? Yeah.
Well, there's what they call tricycle landing gear, which has a nose gear and the tail's off the ground, and then we have the ones with a tailwheel.
Okay, right. So Don Fleming, Vice President of the world-famous Old Rhinebeck Aerodrome. Let's talk about the average family visit. You're open weekends from when to when?
Well, actually, we're open through the week. We do the air shows from 2 p.m.
Right.
Every Saturday and Sunday from mid-June. It will start on June 9 this year.
Okay.
And we go through the 14th of October.
So, we want to bring the kiddies and grandma to the air show. So you come on the weekends, and you can see how many planes in the museum?
Well, we have over 60 airframes in the museums, and not all are flying. We have about 16 flying models right now that perform in the shows.
Right. And as someone who has been to the aerodrome many, many times with my son's scout troop and with visiting relatives, these planes are beautiful works of art. They're really amazing to look at, and they are polished to the nth degree and beautifully restored. But
do people ride in them ever? Are there ever any
only
days?
If you're a very, very good girl, you can ride in them.
Do they? So, in other words, Jonah was never allowed on one. I mean, is there any opportunity for someone to be taken up as a passenger in one of these antique vehicles?
We do offer biplane rides. We have they call a D25. It's a new standard, which was one of the first regulations that the U.S. government put on the aviation industry, and that was to do away with the old barnstorming airplanes that were holdovers from World War One, mm-hmm. and they made them build the airplanes to standards with bigger wheels and more substantial landing gear and an aluminum body on this particular one. It seats
an
four.
Upgrade.
Yeah, it seats four plus the pilot, and you can actually, if you've got a family of four.
Do you get the goggles and the helmet?
You do. You get the goggles and the helmet.
So you're like Snoopy.
You are.
How about that?
With the red scarf.
All right, so tell us about the air shows. I mean, again, we have the family come in. They've seen the museum. Maybe they've taken a ride up and at 2 o'clock on Saturdays and also Sundays, Don?
Yes.
All right, both Saturday and Sundays, 2 o'clock, you've got your air show. And it's a great, fun event, a family event. Tell us about it.
Well, first we solicit the audience to see if anybody wants to participate in our fashion show, which is period dress.
Oh, great.
Back in that period, and we have kids and adults, and we even have the men volunteer to be in the fashion show.
Okay.
And we do an announcement about what the fashions are, and then there's a antique car parade that takes place in front of the audience just before we launch our first flying.
Well, tell us a little bit about the antique cars. What era are they from? Same era?
Same
World
era.
War One?
Yeah. We have 100-year-old touring cars, a Renault touring car.
Are they also on display in the museum if people want to take a closer look?
Yes, they are.
Oh,
we have them down
fabulous.
On the flight line, those that actually drive, but we have amazing antiques up there, including motorcycles.
So let me just get this in. This is more like a museum as well, the display aspect of it. It is a museum. So are you a nonprofit?
It's a living museum.
Yeah, there you go.
There's activities.
There is. It's and it's interactive. So is this a nonprofit?
It is.
It is. So
yes.
People, if they wanted to contribute.
Yes.
Let's get a plug in for good old development here.
Right.
So how do you support financially? How do you support the Airdrome?
Well, we've been very fortunate because we're very popular. We've actually been paying the bills for the past several years from the gate, in essence, the people that buy the tickets. But we are a membership organization as a nonprofit, and we are in the process of a membership drive right now.
Good. Good, good.
So the memberships range from $50 up to that's good for one person, and it provides opportunities to come back to the Aerodrome all season long. And then we have ones that go up to $1,000 and more that are lifetime.
And in the few seconds that we have left, tell us how many airplanes are there? How many cars are there? Cars and motorcycles?
I think we've got 60 airframes plus, and we have some on loan to other museums. We have about 14 automobiles that actually run. And we have a handful of motorcycles that go back into the teens and 20s.
My goodness.
And Don, we were talking a little bit about the Saturday and Sunday air shows that start at 2 o'clock. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the admission, general admission is about $20 for adults.
Right.
We have a group rate and substantially reduced entrance for teens and juniors.
And how about seniors?
And students.
For me.
seniors are $15.
Okay.
And students?
Students.
Maybe. No. I just because I have a student, that's all. A college student. Anyway, so I'm curious because I will share with you quickly because I've just gotten back from Europe and they're big on that, student discounts where you go in Europe, probably because they have a lot of traveling, people doing abroad studies, that type of thing. That's why.
Well, Don,
I
wanted
to bring it up
for you. But
well, we do. Actually, it's the group rates we have. When students come in groups, we always provide
like
the group
rates.
There you go.
It varies with the age.
The scouts regularly camp there and have great time on the weekend.
Do.
So we're learning about the air show.
And it's affordable.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a family
slightly flight. More than the movies.
Okay, so tell us about the air show.
Well, the air show starting at 2 p.m. after you've done the parade and the fashion show. We put airplanes in the air that do barnstorming-type exhibitions like balloon bursts, ribbon cutting. The ribbon is actually... we use single-ply toilet tissue because it it biodegenerates very fast.
Right.
We have the type of dogfighting, World War One dogfighting. And we taxi the older airplanes on the ground and do what we call ground lifts, probably 20, 30 feet off the ground, because they're very old and they're very fragile. The more substantial airplanes, of course, are the World War One era.
Right.
And the trainers. And we go up with those whenever weather permits. Of course, it's an open cockpit, so it's kind of like driving a convertible if it happens to be raining.
Right. And there's a story behind the Saturday and Sunday show in the afternoon, including a special appearance by that dastardly villain, the Red Baron, right?
Well, actually, it's the Black Baron
Rhinebeck.
Yes.
The Black Baron of Rhinebeck.
Yes.
You know what? We're going to find out more about that from our guest, Don Fleming, who is vice president of the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome, in just a moment. But first, let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboas, and my co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell, our very special guest, Don Fleming of the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome. And Sarah, who lets Radio Rotary fly high this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us this week by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Poughkeepsie Arlington, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston Sunrise, and Middletown.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
In 1985, while polio was paralyzing 1,000 children a day, Rotary International committed to a goal of ending polio worldwide. Very soon now, after contributing nearly $600 million and immunizing over 2 billion children, the goal will be achieved. Eradicating polio worldwide. That is humanity in motion. That is Rotary.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Yes, we're singing zusammen die Geschichte über den Schweinkopf in Hock und dem lieben Red Baron.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder.
Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm Sarah O'Connell, your co-host, and I am joined by Jonah Treboas, sir.
Hi.
Who makes an occasional personal appearance on Radio Rotary.
Every week. It's not
every
occasional.
Week. I'm kidding you. I'm just seeing if you're paying attention.
If I wake up on time.
My co-host, Jonah Treboas, and we're talking to his good friend, Don Fleming, who is the vice president, I believe, of the Rhinebeck Aerodrome.
The world-famous old Rhinebeck Aerodrome.
World-famous. You're right. World-famous, steeped in a lot of history. We decide a living museum.
Right.
With over 60 antique airplanes.
And cars.
Car displays,
right.
And motorcycles,
and I'm an antique visitor to the Aerodrome on a regular basis.
And it's a favorite of the Hudson Valley, but as you pointed out, Jonah, it is world-famous.
Right.
And you know what? In the last segment, we talked a lot about the shows they on the weekends the season right. that the aerodrome is open, available to the public.
Just
let's
to
wrap
review,
up.
Don Fleming,
just
to review.
Would you do that for us?
For people who are joining us late, they can get to come in and see the museum with their family. It's a great family event, right?
It is indeed, seven days a week.
And Saturdays and Sundays you have the air show.
That starts at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. And tell us the story of the air show a little bit.
Well, the air show is kind of a tongue-in-cheek melodrama.
Uh-huh.
And one of the particular favorites is the Trudy Truelove, who's the heroine, and Sir Percy Goodfellow, who's her fiancé. They're
right.
about to get married.
Okay.
And
there's
an intruder, an interloper, in the form of the Black Baron of Rhinebeck, who is attempting to become familiar with Trudy Truelove.
And the Black Baron, as I recall, flies a triple wing. A German plane.
He flies the DR-1, which was made famous by the Baron Manfred von Richthofen,
right.
the Red Baron.
The Red
yes.
Baron.
Yes.
And her boyfriend flies what?
He flies the Spad.
And you have very experienced pilots doing this, but Trudy Truelove is an actress, right? You're an actress. So, for example, if we had an attractive redheaded actress who's got dance and ballet experience, like Sarah O'Connell, for example, could she be Trudy Truelove one weekend?
She could indeed. Actually, you do need the practice though. When you need, if you're on the field,
involved.
Oh yes. Well, if you're on the field when the airplanes are operating, you need a complete safety briefing also.
Oh, I'm sure.
And you know, the reason I want to do this, Sarah, is that at one point, I don't want to give away the whole show, but at one point, Trudy gets picked up off
by
the ground
by the
and flies
airplane.
Off
oh,
by,
that sounds like
by
fun.
The Baron.
Actually. Does she have to come back?
Well, actually, the I don't
want
to give you all the secrets,
okay.
but she does come back in a very dramatic fashion.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So.
So, Don Fleming, how did you get interested in the Rhinebeck Aerodrome? I know you've got a background in commercial aviation. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I spent 33 years with TWA, and back in 1986, my daughter was the first person to visit the aerodrome and came back just raving about it and subsequently asked me the question, what's it take to fly? And I gave her the answer as if to be a flight attendant since I was with TWA.
And, uh-huh. and she didn't go that route, did
no,
she?
No, she just gave me a funny look and said, no, what's it take to fly the plane? So I found out all you have to do is hawk your house and send her to a good aviation
uh-huh.
school.
And the rest is history.
Yes, it is. She works for Alaska Airlines today.
So she's got girl power. She is a commercial pilot.
Yes, she is.
Were you a pilot with TWA?
I was not. I never flew a plane. My daughter does that piece. I did
right.
just about everything else with TWA, though.
Okay.
And how long is Rebecca? Rebecca's her name.
Yes.
We'll give a shout out to Rebecca. How long has she been flying?
She's been flying. She's been with Alaska Air for 10 years, just finished her 10th year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so aviation has been in your blood for almost four decades now?
Yeah, I did 4 years in the Navy as an aircraft mechanic as well.
Okay. And even a more great accomplishment is the number of years you've been married to your lovely wife.
Yeah, you know, coming up on 48.
Fantastic. Well, that's terrific. That's a great, great achievement, as has your great work with the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome. You have groups coming in. We talked about scouts, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts camping. If people are out there listening and they've got a church or synagogue youth group or a scout troop that's interested in camping, how would they go about reserving the area and seeing the show?
Well, they can just call 845-752-3200 and we'll arrange group rates for them. We'll arrange special escorts for them and a great experience.
Why don't you repeat that? And folks at home, if you do get a pencil and paper, we'll repeat that again right before the close of the show. The phone number again?
845-752-3200.
And if our listeners want more information about visiting the aerodrome, you've got a website right here, don't you?
We do indeed. It's www.oldrhinebeck.org. O-R-G. Remember the org.
All right. www.oldrhinebeck.org.
And I must say that this is, I know we're on radio and you can't see the printed materials
Hold
that
it
you
up
brought,
to the microphone.
But can you see it? Can you see it, Jonah? But
beautiful
this is
brochure.
A beautifully done piece. What a great marketing piece, Mr. Sales Manager. Retired from TWA. Did you have something to do with it? You must have participated.
Well, I did, but
this
like most things at the aerodrome, it's done by volunteers, and that is a work of love that's been accumulated over the course of 10 years and recently updated with photographs. But it's...
Well, that's what's so stunning about it.
It's called the museum.
There are a lot of aerial photography
right.
in here, plus some of the faces that you've heard of so much in the Hudson Valley over the years associated with the aerodrome. Great pictures of these these planes. I mean, it's a must-see. Words cannot describe.
Well, Cole Palin was quite a visionary, and we have tried to portray his vision in this 20-page brochure.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about Cole Palin, the driving force behind the creation of the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome. You worked with Cole personally, right?
I met him in 1992, and he passed away in 93, unfortunately.
All right. So, but you didn't know him for a year.
Yes.
Amazing fellow.
Indeed.
He built this from scratch. And how have you and the rest of the staff at the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome continued his vision?
Well, Cole, I don't think he really envisioned it going much beyond his lifetime. But before he passed away, he formed the foundation, the nonprofit.
Right.
And there was the groups of people that loved the aerodrome, rallied around the aerodrome. And it's been an interesting experience, but it has been a successful experience. And as mentioned before, we've been paying the bills with the gate, which is not true of most nonprofit
organizations.
Or
volunteer organizations.
Right.
And certainly in this day and age, with the economy being what it is.
Right. And then Mother Nature takes her whack at us,
sure.
She did last season, and that affects our income, too.
And once the time is gone, you can't make it up.
Right.
You know, you've lost that opportunity to generate revenue. How many acres is the aerodrome?
It's about 144.
Okay. And where did all of the property come from originally?
It was the combination of two farms that Cole bought. It was actually for taxes, essentially. The back taxes on it. Someone was murdered on the farm, and it had not been a popular commodity for that time. The murder at this point has never been solved, but he acquired and nurtured what was, a bed of rocks, and it's actually a wooded knoll. It doesn't look anything like an airport. And people are very surprised. You wouldn't know it was an airplane, an aerodrome, unless you hear the airplanes going.
And it's right off. It's off of 199.
It's
to give people a geographic.
It's actually there's a stone church on Route 9, and Stone Church Road goes right off of that. And if you follow that for about a mile and a quarter,
and that's north of Rhinebeck.
Yes, it is. It's north of Rhinebeck, just north of the fairgrounds.
Now, Don Fleming, Vice President of the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome, you mentioned that this is a volunteer organization. What kind of jobs do you have for volunteers, other than, of course, Sarah, volunteering to be Trudy True Love, to be swept up in the arms of her boyfriend there, who was, again, what was his name,
the Red character? Baron, the Black Baron.
No, the Black Baron
Sir
kidnaps
Percy.
You.
Sir Percy Goodfellow.
Yes, and flying up there without a parachute. But go ahead. What other volunteer positions do you have, and how do people apply for those?
Well, the museum is a business, so we have the entire spectrum from needs in the office administratively. We do need able-bodied people to run wings, because when Cole did these reproductions and bought, they were, if they didn't have brakes, he didn't put brakes on them. So we run wings to keep the airplanes going the right way. And
People running side by side with the craft.
That's right.
To stabilize them.
Yes,
okay.
When they land and just before they take off.
All right.
So there's a complete diversity. And, of course, we have commercial positions for selling in the gift shop and the snack bar. We have a snack bar open on weekends.
Oh, great.
It's good for lunch.
Oh, I may work in the snack bar if you give me free samples. Now, Don Fleming of the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome, I'm sure you've got visitors not only from all over the country but around the world. Have you had people who say, I'd like to fly my Piper Cub and land and watch the show, or everyone arrives by bus and car?
Well, most arrive by bus and car, but if somebody is intent on flying in, we can make arrangements. We have one person that coordinates all that, because there's no tower.
Right.
The runway is very rustic. It's sod, it requires experience to land.
And how many visitors do you have in the course of a year? Thousands, tens of thousands?
In a good year, 22,000.
Wow.
In a year like 17 of our 19 weekends were impacted in one way or another with weather this past year. So
right.
It was down considerably.
Right. So in the minute we have left, Don Fleming of the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome, invite our listeners to come in. Tell them when the shows are, when you're open, the dates, and most importantly, the phone number.
Okay. It's actually, it's a great place. It's unique in the world, in fact. And we drew from 19 foreign countries and 42 states this past year, all ages. It's colorful. It's exciting. It's infectious.
And it's family entertainment. I want to stress that. It's family entertainment.
It is. I mean, we have the smallest of children are fascinated by the colors and the smells even. We've got the burning castor oil from the rotary engines, by the way.
Oh.
About that. And the phone number for getting information?
845-752-3200.
And the website, please.
www.oldrhinebeck.org.
Don Fleming, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Rotary. It's been a fascinating half hour.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
And Sarah O'Connell, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored this week by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, New Windsor, Cornwall, Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treboise, thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 a.m. for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Come to the Millbrook Literary Festival, a family event featuring authors and their books Saturday, June 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Listen to panel discussions and readings and browse through books during the author signings throughout the day.
Fun for all ages and all interests. For more information, contact Harper at 845-594-1286. That's 845-594-1286. That's the Millbrook Literary Festival, June 16th. See you there.
Presented by the Millbrook Literary Festival Committee and the Millbrook Free Library.